It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was on this day in 1922.
Yes.
Former President William Howard Taft dedicated the Lincoln Memorial on the Washington Mall.
You don't say.
I do say.
Okay.
Now, at the time, Taft was serving as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He presented the memorial to President Warren G. Harding, who accepted it on behalf of the American people. And also in attendance there was Lincoln's only surviving son, who was at the time 78 years old, and that was Robert Todd Lincoln.
Oh,
Robert Todd was there.
Old Bobby Lincoln.
Yeah. It took more than 50 years to get a memorial for Abraham Lincoln built and open to the public. Efforts to create a fitting tribute to Lincoln began immediately after his assassination in 1865. Within 2 years, Congress authorized construction of a monument to Lincoln on the Capitol grounds. But it took until 1911 for funding to be approved, and then construction was slowed because of World War I.
Wow.
Yeah. The monument's design by architect Henry Bacon was modeled after the Parthenon in Athens.
I can see that.
Bacon felt that a memorial dedicated to a man who defended democracy should echo the birthplace of democracy, so that's why he chose the Parthenon. The towering memorial is 190 feet long, 120 feet wide, 99 feet tall, and constructed out of Colorado Yule marble.
Oh.
Yes.
They brought that in.
They did.
Special.
It's surrounded by 36 fluted Doric columns, one for each of the 36 states in the Union at the time of Lincoln's death.
You know what I love about these buildings in Washington, and other places probably too, is that the things have meaning. Like the columns, the number of columns.
Right.
I would never have thought about that.
Yeah. About 40% of the Lincoln Memorial is underground. So when you look at the monument, you're only seeing a little more than half of the construction. Rooted beneath the ground is the piece's foundation, which extends 66 feet into the earth at its deepest point to support the weight of the massive marble structure.
Right. Yeah. Lincoln's a heavy dude.
He is.
When he's made out of marble.
Lying between the north and south chambers of the open-air memorial is the central hall, which contains the large, solitary figure of Abraham Lincoln sitting in contemplation. Mm. Its sculptor was Daniel Chester French, and he supervised a family of Tuscan marble carvers known as the Piccirilli brothers in its construction, and it took 4 years to complete it.
The Piccirilli brothers.
The Piccirilli brothers.
Took four years.
Yeah. Okay. But it was actually the second Lincoln sculpture designed by Daniel Chester French. Just 2 years before beginning the Washington Project, he presented a bronze statue of Lincoln to the Abraham Lincoln Memorial Association of Lincoln, Nebraska. And that statue still sits on the grounds of the Nebraska State Capitol.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How about that?
The statue was originally intended to be only 10 feet tall, but was on further consideration enlarged so that it finally stood 19 feet tall from head to foot because they thought it would look too small within the huge space.
And they're right, it would.
It would have been,
tiny. They would have had to bring everything down to scale, and then the monument would just have been tiny. It would be like a gas station.
That's right, so if Lincoln were depicted standing, he'd be 28 feet tall.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Georgia white marble sculpture weighs 175 tons, and it had to be shipped in 28 separate pieces and then put together there.
From Colorado?
This one is from Georgia.
Georgia,
okay. Now, there's an urban legend that holds that the face of General Robert E. Lee is carved onto the back of Lincoln's head and looks back across the Potomac toward his former home, which is now within the bounds of Arlington National Cemetery.
Okay.
Another popular legend is that Lincoln's hands are shown using sign language to represent his initials, his left hand signing an A and his right signing an L. The National Park Service denies both of those legends.
Do the hands not do that?
Well,
I don't know sign language.
I don't either, but they are in different positions.
Well, it does seem like that would be an easy one to.
Yeah, but whether that was intentional or not, I think.
Oh, right. I see. That's
them. Yeah. As one of the most prominent American monuments, the Lincoln Memorial is often featured in books, films, video games, and television shows that take place in Washington. It's also where Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous I Have a Dream speech in front of more than 250,000 people. It's been listed on the National Register of Historic Places since 1966, and it was ranked 7th. On the American Institute of Architects list of America's favorite architecture.
Oh.
Number 7.
Good.
Yeah.
Good placement.
The memorial is open to the public 24 hours a day, and more than 7 million people visit it every year.
Can I be honest with you? I find it interesting that it hasn't been, like it doesn't get, damaged. Is that silly? I don't know.
Because it's just open?
Have you been to New York City? Like, you can't put anything down that doesn't get tagged with graffiti or something like that. Meanwhile, Washington...
They gotta have good security there, right? Do they? I don't know.
Well, there's security around, but when you're there, you don't feel like you're walking into, like, a prison yard. I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
It surprises me, and I'm grateful for it.
You just jinxed it.
Probably. Yeah, I know. Watch the news this weekend. You picked out a record to go along with the Lincoln Memorial, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Abraham, Martin, and John by Dion.
Great. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Dion's Abraham, Martin, and John. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
You were going to say Abraham Lincoln, weren't you?
Guilty.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, we were talking about the Lincoln Memorial.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I almost gave it away. Okay. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
All right. The Lincoln Memorial was modeled after the Parthenon.
If Abraham Lincoln was standing, he'd be 28 feet tall.
And more than 7 million people visit it every single year. And like you said, remarkably, no vandalism.
Nobody vandalizes it, for which I am very, very grateful. And it's open 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Just there.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful memorial, though they really are. Oh, just about everything down in Washington really is. Mm-hmm. Folks want to learn more about the Lincoln Memorial, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And every day at 4:10, you can watch behind the scenes as we stream it live on Facebook and catch the archives of it at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner, see the entire channel and the archives right there, and watch at your convenience. And you're off for the weekend, of course, but back on Monday.
I will be here.
Fresh episodes, 4:10. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather coming up. We'll do some Poco, Gregory Abbott, and your picks for the legendary drive at 5 by phone and by text at 222-4000.